Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dutch Ruether. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. Blue moves to third. Warner moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Warner scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive towards center. Combs chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Combs. Holloway moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloway covering, for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Musel steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Musel steals third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Musel steals home. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazary. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynish. The throw from Collins and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Ruether for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Mainisch throws the ball into Holloway, who tags Gehrig trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Musial reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive towards third. Warner catches it and throws to second to double up Musial. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manish bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Merv Shea. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Bernie DeViveros now playing shortstop. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruether hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Combs moves to second. Jim Walkup now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Combs scores. Koenig moves to second. It's 6-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball four. We'll see more now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball four. Mannion moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.